I was amazed to find that Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world, says in his quarterly reports and loves to say in many settings that he tells all of the thousands of Amazon employees who work under him, he wants them all to wake up terrified every morning. And that's the word he uses, terrified. And to stay terrified all day, because that makes them productive. And you know what? When you get really productive and you earn a lot of stuff and that's still your only way of being, you still wake up terrified every morning. So a group of psychologists, I think in the 90s, decided to try to figure out why humans, of all animals, are the only ones who commit suicide on a regular basis. And what they found out, the answer is language. We humans have the capacity to use language to create an abstract vision of the future that is more horrifying than the prospect of our own death. We choose death over the story of fear that we carry in our minds. And then there's a story about how we have to control the world so that we won't be in danger anymore. And we have to control our loved ones so they won't be in danger. And we have to control, we just have to control. But we, honest to God, really can't control very much. So then we get worried, we get even more scared. And that feeds back into these primitive brain structures that say, fear! And then it creates a bigger story and a more control efforts. And it goes up and up and up. And it doesn't go down because that part of the brain, it has this tendency to truly believe that nothing but itself exists. What I always hear is people say, well, there are real problems. We really should be afraid. My answer to that is if you were in a horrible car accident, God forbid, and you had many injuries, would you want the surgeons working on you to be in a state of panic or calm creativity? The only way we're going to fix the problems we've made with our fear-based behavior, the only way to solve problems this big is to access the incredible capacity of human creativity.
It almost feels like we've been trained not to listen to how we feel.
100%. 100%. As Sir Ken Robinson says, you know, we're trained to think of our bodies as mechanisms that take our heads to meetings because the body lives in reality. The body is honest. Only the mind and only the verbal mind can lie to us and tell us things that we can believe even though they're not true.